Academic Minute podcast support comes from the American Council on Education, providing leadership and advocacy on behalf of the nation's colleges and universities for almost 100 years. Learn more at acenet.edu.
Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Are we born with a sense of morality, or are we socialized to adopt moral behavior as children? Damien Scarf, postdoctoral researcher in psychology at the University of Otago, describes an experiment that has turned the conventional wisdom on its head.
Are we born amoral, or do we come into this world with an innate moral compass? In 2007, this question was addressed by a paper published in the prestigious journal Nature. The study presented 6 and 10-month-old infants with 2 scenarios played out on a stage. In one scenario, a coloured shape was struggling to make its way up a hill and was pushed up the hill by a second shape called the helper. In the other scenario, the shape was again struggling to make its way up the hill, but this time was pushed back down the hill by a third shape called the hinderer. After infants watched these 2 scenarios, they were presented with a tray, with the helper on one side and the hinderer on the other, and were asked to pick one. Remarkably, both the 6 and 10-month-old infants picked the helper. Based on their findings, the authors concluded that some components of our moral system are innate. After reading this paper, our research group thought that something much simpler may be behind infants' choices. Videos of the experiment showed that after the shape was helped, it bounced up and down at the top of the hill, an attention-grabbing event that infants seemed to enjoy. In contrast, when the hinderer pushed the shape down to the bottom of the hill, the shape stayed still and did not bounce. By manipulating the location of the bounce, we were able to show that it was the bounce rather than any moral judgment that was driving infants' choices. Additional tests confirmed that simple perceptual events could explain all the findings of the original Nature paper. Looking at the more recent work on infant morality, we again find that the helper and hinderer events are confounded by salient perceptual events. Our findings raise serious doubts about claims that components of our moral system are innate and reminds us that we must be cautious when interpreting infants' behavior.
That was Damien Scarf of the University of Otago. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College, celebrating 175 years of educating women leaders around the world.